For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Today I want to talk to y'all about Operation Wildfire. A few weeks ago, the ONDCP was hauled up before Congress and grilled about why it used its $11 billion budget mostly to arrest pot smokers while meth has spread like wildfire. And yesterday, the U.S. Attorney General and DEA Administrator Karen Tandy presented the results of Operation Wildfire, touted as an undercover nationwide crackdown against all levels of meth and a huge success. This unprecedented law enforcement effort has resulted in the arrest of 427 individuals. My friend Steve Heath in Clearwater, Florida, posted this breakdown of the numbers on the Internet. Stephen Heath, at an average of two individuals per city, I think they may have missed a few levels. DOJ said the streamlined efforts of the federal, state, and local law enforcement resulted in the seizure of 209 pounds of meth, 201,035 tablets of pseudoephedrine, 158 kilograms of pseudoephedrine powder, and 224,860 tablets of ephedrine. 56 clandestine laboratories were seized, 30 endangered children were removed from their meth environments. Finally, 28 vehicles and 123 weapons were seized during the raid, and 96 search warrants were executed. Following the huge multi-agency effort, the score is one whole pound per city, 1,000 tablets of Sudafed per city, that's less than 20 bottles of 60 count each, and 1.5 pounds of powder per city and ephedrine, about 20 small plastic bottles, available in most convenience stores in America. Barely one lab seized for four cities, a bit more than one weapon per raid. Oh, almost forgot. Created at least 427 new job openings in the illegal drug distribution market. And Stephen Heath is absolutely correct. This isn't even a drop in the bucket. The DEA is simply pretending to do something, while in reality, nothing is being done. Do you reckon they spent as much on this operation, which appears to have been thrown together in less than a month, as they did on their 18-month international undercover operation to arrest Mark Emery for openly selling marijuana seeds on the Internet? This is Loretta Nall reporting for the U.S. Marijuana Party from Alabama. Until next time, y'all be safe and stay out of jail.
I want to read a real quick excerpt from a piece written by Mike Adams in NewsTarget.com. Medical marijuana is a threat to both the profits and power of drug companies, not to mention the credibility of the DEA. Letting grannies smoke pot in California makes DEA agents look silly. If it were allowed, it would also undermine the billions of dollars already spent incarcerating people for pot crimes. Basically, it would make the whole war on drugs look stupid, which it most assuredly is. Mr. Adams apparently thinks it's appropriate to continue arresting users of other hard drugs, but up till then, I thought he had made a rather fine point. I'll see if their website will accept a message from yours truly. Perhaps you'll join in at newstarget.com. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.